This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple minutes, friends, we're going to be talking about the accuser of the brethren. I was just preaching out in Tennessee, and while out there, friends, I preached, and then I preached some more, and then I ended up preaching some more. But this is all good, of course, because personally I'd be complaining if I wasn't being spent on the Lord's behalf. But with that said, I noticed a woman who attempted to equate the accuser of the brethren to them that divide for the truth's sake. She didn't know the difference. Okay? Again, I noticed a woman attempt to equate the accuser of the brethren to them that divide for the truth's sake. Okay? And I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. It may sound confusing to those that don't know the word, but it's not confusing whatsoever. It's very clear to see how the accuser of the brethren operates. There's a difference, friends, between reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness, and there's a difference between the accuser of the brethren. Satan doesn't do that, friends. God reproves, corrects, and instructs. Why? Because he loves, not because he hates. We'll get to that in just a couple moments. I want you to listen to this, because I just got this letter, and it is worthy for everybody in this country to hear, okay? First of all, in 1 Samuel 13:22, the Bible tells us, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither a sword nor a spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, okay? But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, was there found. In other words, Saul, the king, the newfound king, and Saul, his son, are the only ones that had weapons. Now, do you understand how the Philistines were ruling over the top of the children of Israel? They were completely disarmed. They were completely disarmed. If you go to Luke chapter 11, going to verse 21, it says, when a strong man armeth, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Of course. Okay? But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he take from all his armor wherein he trusted and divides his spoil. Okay, this is what's on the horizon right now. This is the letter I just got. Okay? They're coming for your guns. Okay? Then it highlighted presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. Somehow or another, people still haven't come to the realization that he's nothing but a plant. He has no credibility, nor does he have the support of the American people, nor, and most importantly, does he have the support of the law, okay? But again, the letter goes, they are coming for your guns. And talking about Mr. O'Rourke, he proudly admits he and other anti-gun politicians really do plan to take guns from your hands. He not only screams, we are coming for your AR-15, he even sells it on a t-shirt. I can guarantee you, friends, that the sales have been minimal. You can rest assured. But he and other gun grabbers know that they can just ban all guns and confiscate them in one huge move. Can I ask you something, friends? Again, this is what begs the question. Where did they derive that delegated authority from to disarm the American people? Where did they derive the delegated authority to disarm the American people? They didn't derive it from we the people, them, the people that they promised to serve. You have to think this through. Okay? They know, the letter says, they need to trick and lure our side into giving them basically our guns up in pieces. Now President Trump, getting bad advice, says he wants to make a deal with gun grabbers like Beto. Well, America, don't tell me I didn't tell you that a long time ago, because I did. And how much scorn and critique and criticizings I've received because people didn't want to pay attention. If you just look at the history of my ministry over the last 20 years, friends, I invite you to go to my website. I invite you to go to my articles and prove where we have been wrong. Can I say it this way? Prove where we have been wrong in any sense of the word. Because, again, we're not here giving you our opinion. We're giving you foresight by the Holy Ghost. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. Folks, according to law, and according to constitutional law, not just biblical, in which it was extracted and derived from, but now you have Donald Trump getting bad advice. Remember he told the NRA friends that we need not worry about anything concerning those that mean to take away our guns? By the way, this applies to every administration, friends. It is, we have been incrementally being stripped. We have been incrementally being stripped of our God-given rights by, let me tell you who, not the politicians that you hate. You've been incrementally stripped by politicians that you love. I just want you to make clear on that. Okay, so here's Donald Trump doing what I said he was going to do, for the record. But the letter says don't let Donald Trump get pulled into becoming the politician who hands them the tools to eventually carry out gun confiscation. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, he already has in a big way. The so-called universal background checks, red flag laws, and mandatory buyback schemes are building blocks upon which these people like Beto will take away your guns, or even worse, will jail those who resist. Friends, how many years have I been telling you that either you're going to deal with corrupt politicians, or else they're going to seek to throw you in jail? Either they're thrown in jail, or they're going to have you thrown in jail. Period. No in-betweenites here, friends. So here's step one. Universal background checks require virtually every gun transfer to be approved by the government, giving the federal government the opportunity to compile a complete list of every gun owner and what firearms they own. Rest assured, friends, they already have it. Step two, red flag schemes. Let gun grabbers personally target gun owners for surprise. What did I tell you, friends? It's about their political opposition. Listen to what the letter says, okay? Red flag schemes like gun grabbers personally target gun owners for surprise. What is it? Shoot first, ask questions later. Raids and political active gun owners will be the first ones affected. You better bet your bottom dollar. Smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee. Isn't that right? America? There's hundreds of millions of Americans in this country that have the right. Everybody has a right to bear arms except those that have forfeited their rights, namely criminals. Okay, but they are targeting every person in this country that has the right to bear arms. Your government, friends, this is not a foreign enemy attacking you. Step three, the mandatory buyback program is the final step in gun confiscation. By calling it a buyback, they make the program seem voluntary, but Americans who refuse to sell their guns will be ordered arrested. Friends, when are you going to understand it's not a foreign enemy attacking you, friends? This is those that fiend themselves as your representatives that are attacking you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to watch us live, you can jump over to Sons of Liberty Media or Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for your trust. As well, friends, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You can call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Friends, I just want you to listen to me carefully. We're going to get to our topic in just a couple minutes, but I want to give you some headlines over the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm just going to give you the headlines. That's all I'm going to do. Elizabeth Warren proves she can't be trusted on big tech. Send in the clowns. Lamborghini abortionist testifies Planned Parenthood sells murdered baby parts. Hang on a second. A CNN supervisor, hopefully Trump dies soon. All headlines on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bombshell, Hunter Biden never worked in Ukraine despite being paid $50,000 a month. Going on to New York Times turns Elijah Cummings' death into anti-Trump clickbait. Going on here, friends, CIA analysis lawyering up as they watch former CIA and National Intelligence Director get pulled into Russiagate probe. The list goes on, friends, and on and on and on. And hang on a second, I got some more here for you, friends. I just want you to hear this. Bernie Sanders revives campaign opposite socialism's biggest failure. And then we have, by the way, just throwing this in the mix, NBC News getting microchipped sounds super convenient. This all happening under the brand new administration, mind you, okay? As congressional scrutiny looms, Boeing is holding emergency meetings. It's corruption in the government, friends. You have the guy that promised in the People's White House to get the job done, and yet I see over and over and over again the bad guys never being indicted, never being charged, but next week there's going to be another scandal that's going to come to absolutely nothing. The reason I keep bringing this up is because people are looking for justice. As a matter of fact, someone just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com about one of those that are running for the presidency. No, Tulsi. Call on President Trump to fulfill his promise to prosecute crooked Hillary. Friends, why are all these people that are taking in all these scandals, how come they're going unindicted? I just need to know. If he would enforce the law against those that are attacking him, allegedly, guess what? Hell isn't going to break loose. Hell's going to be dealt with, period. Okay? I want you to listen to a couple more of these, friends. This is William Barr, Crooked William Barr, the new Attorney General. Something significant found as a Russia investigation origin probe expands. Notice how it always comes to nothing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just giving you headlines real quick. Hillary Clinton's new red scare. How come she's still free to do what she's doing, friends? We have the gangster George Soros, international criminal. His son, gangster of New York, George Soros' son, gathers Obama, Eric Holder, and McAuliffe to benefit redistricting of New York. They're not being prosecuted, friends. All these scandals, they come to nothing. Okay? They come to absolutely nothing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Educrats and bonds taxing to manipulate the states. Another one with Hillary Clinton. Russia and the Clintons. Election Plan B. Okay? No prosecutions. But I'll tell you where the prosecutions do come in. If you defend yourselves from corruption, then they'll prosecute you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. New York judge sentences two proud boys to 4 years each for defending themselves against Antifa thugs. Well, then who funds Antifa? Who's behind Antifa? Again, who is behind the brown shirts? Who is behind the red terror? Who is behind Mao Zedong? Who creates the chaos to bring in a new order? Folks, when are you going to open your eyes to what's going on here? Okay, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just going down that same line upon line, precept upon precept. If Trump did a quid pro quo with Ukraine, so what? Okay, they're trying to defend the president who refuses to defend himself by enforcing the law against the criminals that are accusing him. And by the way, the people that are accusing Donald Trump are very susceptible to prosecution. Friends, we don't need more evidence to go after these people that are attacking Donald Trump. But Donald Trump refuses to bring in the DOJ. Donald Trump refuses to bring forth the law to prosecute those that have violated the law, namely those that he plays the victim to. Yesterday he said this was a lynching. Friends, why isn't he dealing with them? Come on, you got to think. You got to open your eyes and your ears to what's going on here. This is how, I said it yesterday, this is how you destroy a country. This is how you do it. You leave off justice. Hey, folks, as I'm looking at the headlines on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, things are not getting better. They're getting way worse. They're getting way worse under the administration that promised to make America great again. Right, just like a guy I knew who wanted to make Germany great again. I have a headline here to prove the point on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. October 21st, it was posted, Arizona State Senator David Farnsworth, Child Protection Services is trafficking kids they kidnap. Folks, is anybody paying attention to CPS across the boards? Does anybody understand that when we're talking about child trafficking and sex trafficking, that it starts at the top, that's why it's going to the bottom? Did we have this in the 80s? Did we have this in the 90s where people were talking about it? Absolutely not. We knew it was going on in part, but it's expanding. Why is it expanding? Because the American people refuse to be the law. They refuse to do for themselves what their said representatives have failed to do year after year, decade after decade. Again, if justice guards our liberties, America, then you better get your law on. You better get your backbone on, because you are losing your country under this administration in a big way. I want to go back. I want to revert back to the original question. How come all these scandals All these politicians that are being busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. How come they're not being prosecuted? How come they're not being charged? How come they're not being indicted by this administration? Why is Planned Parenthood being exposed once again? How come they haven't been prosecuted? How come Facebook hasn't been prosecuted, Google or Twitter? They've been exposed on film how many times, friends? But yet nothing. Now they're bringing it to another step, talking about microcurrency today on television in hopes that you forget about the crimes that Facebook has committed against free speech, the American people in this country. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, to further the point, FBI employees conducted 3.1 million questionable and illegal searches in the United States. In 2017, 2018 alone, who's attacking you, America? On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, terrorized, traumatized, and killed, the police state's deadly toll on America's children by cops, just bad cops. I got a lot of friends that are cops. I'm talking about the squeaky wheel here. Bad cops breaking into people's houses and shooting them. They're trigger happy, friends. I got on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com over 35 years ago, Joe Biden repeated this forgotten lie. We're just reminding you. Yeah, I'm just reminding you, America, that you were told 35 years ago concerning Joe Biden, but you failed to act. Americans have failed to act. If they would have acted, they wouldn't have a Joe Biden to deal with today. Because you've only encouraged them. You've only added strength to tyranny. So he can do it for 35 more years, friends, from the point that you were told originally. Okay? On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, line upon line, U.S. healthcare system hemorrhaging, bleeding close to $1 trillion a year. That all opened up under George Bush and the criminal syndicate that he was ahead of. Okay? Folks, it's all the news that I'm looking at, 99.9%, it's all bad. They're talking about interfaith dialogue with Muslims. I want to tell you something, friends. Allowing foreigners to come into America that do not assimilate, keep in mind I'm saying do not assimilate. The Bible says in Judges 5:8 that when other gods were within the gate, you're going to have war. You are going to have war, and keep in mind who's creating this war. We can blame the politicians. Yes, we can blame the CIA-controlled media. Yep, they need to be legally held accountable for. There's no question about it. But the fact of the matter is the American people are the ones responsible for allowing it to go this far. Okay? Oh, my goodness. Epstein's still up, coming up in the media. Of course, he just conveniently died off for those that believe that. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, Hunter Biden, of course my dad being vice president benefited me financially, admits poor judgment. How come they're not being dealt with, friends? But they have a free hand to attack your president, right? The good guy? And well, the good guy does absolutely nothing in retaliation. Again, he was sold to you as the apprentice, friends, as the one that will get the job done. I'm just sitting here waiting for someone to tell me what he's got done in a good sense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday at the White House, President Trump gave a briefing regarding the current state of the Turkey-Syria situation at the border. The president also shares his foreign policy vision.
As a candidate for president, I made clear that we needed a new approach to American foreign policy, one guided not by ideology, but by experience, history, and a realistic understanding of the world.
House Republicans stormed a closed-door hearing on Wednesday to protest Democrats' impeachment inquiry process, breaking up the deposition of a top Defense Department official who was testifying about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says all Republicans are looking for is information.
They want to hear what's going on. They want to be a part of this. They're representing approximately 750,000 people back in their respective district. They want to know what's going on.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, 1-866-582-9933. Now, as promised, I wanted to talk about the accuser of the brethren, because when I heard, now listen, when I was in Tennessee, okay, I was preaching there. I must have preached for 10 to 12 hours in 3 days there. It was great. It really was. But there was a woman that said, in her biblical illiteracy, who attempted to equate the accuser of the brethren to them that divide for the truth's sake. In other words, let me say it this way. I'm going to take it slow, okay? That's a thought. Here's another thought. The message of the gospel is repent for the kingdom of heaven. What am I supposed to use to bring forth godly repentance? Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. I use the law, okay, to show sinners that they have violated God's moral law, which drives them to the foot of the cross. Okay, by bringing forth the law of God, mirroring their sins before God, she equated that as the accuser of the brethren rather than preaching law to grace. Did you get that? If you're lost, 1-866-582-9933. Also read Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7 when you get a moment. I want to say this slow because you got to catch this before we go off on our exposition. When I was in Tennessee, there was a woman who attempted to equate the accuser of the brethren to them that divide for the truth's sake. Okay? Now, one must remember that Satan makes entrance into the world as an angel of light. He's a counterfeit. He mocks everything God does. His ministers also and his minions also do the same thing. In the Bible, they're called the sons and daughters of Belial, sons and daughters of Satan. Okay? Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15. Satan makes entrance into the world as an angel of light. Okay? In hopes that people believe their lies, Satan and his minions. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4. Satan lies, he misconstrues, he perverts, and he distorts the truth. Okay? And oh, continuously how Satan loves to have the Lord's children confused on this issue. Read Hosea 4:6. And I got to tell you this too. This only works on those that don't take the time to read the Word of God. Now again, I have to say this, friends. There was a woman in Tennessee that attempted to equate the accuser of the brethren. When I was using the law of God, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good, Romans 7. She was equating the law, friends, the law of God, by exposing men's sin as the accuser of the brethren. Here, let me say it this way. We have a lot of people out there today, like in Minnesota here, Keith Ellison. He's the attorney general. He's as crooked as a mule's hind leg, friends, and we all know it. There's also major voter fraud going on here before you mock Minnesotans, just so you understand. But that is Minnesotans' problems, and they need to correct that. But he accuses others. He wants to take the law and use the law against the law. Okay? That's totalitarianism. He wants to take the law and use it against the law, friends, to remove the law. Okay? Yesterday I was talking about how they want to take a lie and keep pushing it through until it becomes the truth. What they want to do is they want to call it hate crimes to tell the truth. In other words, they want to blame the law that exposes their crimes as hate. Did you get that? They want to basically point the finger at the law that exposes their crimes as hate. And I've said before, and I say again, friends, that you need to understand this is the new language today. When they're talking about hate, really what they're doing, friends, if they would take the time to look at their state statute, they would see that it's the law. They want to say that the law is now hate. They want to remove the law so they can advocate for lawlessness. Okay? Again, and I'm not talking down to you. I'm just trying to be real clear on what I'm saying. And folks, I think about this stuff and I think it through to the very pith and marrow of its meaning. And I've experienced it. And this is how I know how they work. Okay, they accuse the other side of what they're guilty of. This is what the accuser of the brethren does. Okay, now listen to this. Remember that the righteous will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. So let's make distinction here between Satan, the accuser of the brethren, and the righteous preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just listen, and we'll catch up. And Lord, I just thank you for the Holy Ghost to dovetail this message so people have understanding, giving them eyes to see and giving them ears to hear that they might see and hear for your glory in Jesus' name. Now, when this woman unbiblically took the position that the accuser of the brethren meant that Satan causes division by correcting, keep in mind, Satan divides to destroy and to conquer, right? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But for the record, it's the Lord God of Israel that does the correcting. Satan doesn't correct. He means to make enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Listen carefully. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for what? For doctrine. Number one. What else is the Word of God profitable for, friends? For reproof. For correction, for instructions in righteousness. Today, to reprove, correct, or to instruct, people call it hate. Why? Because they have forsaken the living God. They have forsaken the Word of God. Hey, friends, since when did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love does that. Okay? The Lord chastises to inflict pain, suffering, to humble, or to improve those that he loves. Now listen carefully. It's important that you get this. And have you forgotten that exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children? My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. But if you endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof are all our partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had our fathers of the flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but God, the Lord, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Does Satan want you holy? Does he want you walking in the fear of God? Does he want you walking in the light of the Lord's countenance? Does he want you adhering to the Christ, 1 John 2:4? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. Hang on with me. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews 12:5-11. Remember in Revelations 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Keep in mind, chasten, to inflict pain, suffering, to humble, or to improve. Okay? So when the Lord chastiseth us, it's for our good, not for our bad. Okay? Revelations 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. There's that message again. Repent for what? Your sins, your violations, your transgressions of God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Now, when you go over to Proverbs 13:24, this will be simpler for some to understand. He that spareth his rod hates his son, but he that loves his son chastiseth him many times. You know, today we're told by the state, who has no children, by the way, that you aren't supposed to chastise your children. You're not supposed to give them the rod, and if you do, they're going to intervene. You know, what they're doing is working for the big pharma companies because they want to take, they want to assert parental authority, and they want to remove the parents. And so when they find out that you chastise, they want to put your kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs, which are fraud intended, by the way, that said the founder. And they want to intervene so they can make money, get a little kickback by getting people's kids on drugs. Again, keep in mind, the state has no children whatsoever. Okay? But they say, and the world says today, it's hate to chastise your kids. You know, now it's corner time. Or now it's time for you to, you know, just give them a break time, right? Or a quick timeout. Really? I can't find that in Scripture. And it's interesting how those kids grow up to be monsters and they wonder why. Because you did it man's way. You didn't do it the Lord's way. The Lord says, he that doesn't give his kid the rod hates his son. But he that giveth it to him out of love, because you love, to drive foolishness far from him, loves his son. Read Proverbs 13:24. Also keep in mind, Psalm 119, verse 71. King David said, it's good for me that I have been afflicted. Why, King David? Because that I might learn the Lord's statutes. Wait a second. You mean the Lord chastises those that he loves? Yes, he does. Just ask Bradley Dean. Folks, my butt's red all the time from getting spiritual chastisements by my daddy. Why? Because he loves me so much. He loves me enough to chastise me. If he didn't chastise me, the Bible again says in Hebrews 12 that I'm a bastard and not a son. Oh my goodness, I get the confirmation that I'm his son constantly. And I praise God for it. Okay? Now, what's the purpose in all of this? It's that we might grow up, Deuteronomy 8:5, that we might bear more fruit to then unify us in the body of Christ. When you go to 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Okay, to bear fruit. Well, it tells us in John 15:2, listen carefully. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Oftentimes we have these things take place in our lives. We have people taken away from us. We have things taken away from us. Well, look what in Philippians 3, what Paul said. He said, I've suffered the loss of all things, and I count it but dung. What? That I might what? Find myself in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Folks, our lives consist not in the things that we have. Not at all. We need to be rich in the things of the living God. And the Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It is your Father's good pleasure, the Lord said. And he said, fear not, little flock, to give unto you the kingdom of heaven. One thing certain, friends, that we are not going to leave this world with anything. When you look at a hearse, you see no luggage rack on the top. And going before that, that which precedes that, it's certain that we came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. We're going to come right back to this, the accuser of the brethren.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, I'm just taking this as slow as I can, time permitting. I'm trying to get as much as I can in as well. The accuser of the brethren. I was just in Tennessee, just got back. By the way, we're going to be in Montana tomorrow, and we're going to be out there doing what we do and what we've been doing all year long. last 20 years. But with that said, friends, I'll be broadcasting live from there too. You know, here I'm laughing about the fact that the matter is anybody who's ever to see our schedule, they would say that I was crazy. I am. I'm crazy in love with what I do and whom I serve. As Paul said, I know in whom I believed. And the bottom line is when we follow him, we become fishers of men, period. And I am operating in the capacity and probably then some, in the sense of getting the job done here, because I believe that if we ever lose the desire that we can save this world, I believe that we're out of the will of God. Well, why do you say that, Bradley? Well, because I've had people say to me, Bradley, look at this guy, thinks he's going to save the world. If I lose that, what else is there? I mean, in you know, you've heard before, birds of a feather, they flock together. If I'm in the Word, guess what? He's the Savior of the world. How could not that Spirit be rubbing off on this little punk here on this earth? And so should it with you. Our objective here is to seek and save that which is lost, right? Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15. This isn't about us, it's about Him. Remember, Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but as I came as one that is to serve. And I'm thinking about some stuff I got in front of me, so I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. But let's get back to this, the accuser of the brethren. And I started the show off, friends, on this topic talking about a woman in Tennessee who attempted to equate the accuser of the brethren to them that divide for the truth's sake. Again, read Luke 12:51 when you get a moment. So let's get back to where we were. I was just highlighting the fact that God chastises those that he loves. Proverbs 22:15 comes to my aid too. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So to give the rod is love. To withhold the rod is hate. I remember years ago when my little boy was 2.5 years old, one of them, and a beautiful little boy. And I remember we were driving around Lake Harriet in Minneapolis, and I remember specifically my little boy was sitting on my lap, and there was a girl driving the car, and my legs started getting wet. And I told the girl that was driving the car, could you pull over really quick so I could change his diaper? He peed himself. I just wanted to make clear that it wasn't me that wet myself. And so what I did is I took that little boy. It's interesting when you have kids, all of a sudden you forget about yourself, right? But I took my little boy, and I set him down on the side of the curb, and I said, don't you go anywhere. Don't you disobey Daddy. And my little boy that day thought it would be really cute to disobey Daddy. And what he did is he ran behind the car, and he ran right in front of a van. And that van stopped, and about 2 seconds, 2 inches later, my little boy would have been killed, no question about it. The guy that was driving the van caught it right away, and I thank God for it. So what did I do? Did I go over there and congratulate him and tell him how wonderful he is, or did I pick him up and chastise his little backside? I went over there and I spanked his butt really hard, and I said, don't you ever disobey Daddy ever, ever again. Why? Because I love you so much. Okay? What's the moral of the story? If my little boy doesn't understand, no, God gave his moral law because he loves, not because he hates. God tells us no for our good. Okay? By them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19:11. Read it when you get a moment. God gave his law because he loves. I chastise my child because I love. Not a legal cast, but one of love. Okay? And with that said, friends, the moral of the story is if he doesn't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. The moral of the story is that my little boy, and we don't before the Lord, understand the first time why he tells us no, the second van might not stop. We might not get another chance. Okay? That's why Scripture tells us, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. And I just shared with you, friends, that King David said in Psalm 119:71, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. In our afflictions, we learn the Lord's ways. Okay? And again, the purpose in all of this is to grow up, okay, to bear more fruit, to then unify us, the body of Christ. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. John 15:2, every branch in me beareth not fruit, he said he taketh it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth what? More fruit. More fruit. For this is how the Lord is glorified, friends. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Okay? It's about bringing us into unity. When you look at Ephesians 4:3-6, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace by the Holy Ghost. Okay? There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, one by the Holy Ghost. Okay? Make the distinction of the accuser of the brethren and the hand of the Lord. Okay? Because it tells us in Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Now, I want you to understand how Satan operates, okay? So the Lord chastises us. He uses the law to bring us unto Christ that, again, we grow in faith. And what happens? We are then chastised. Again, it's not a legal cast at that point. It is at first. It's filial, as a son or a daughter to their father, not diabolical, out of fear or else, okay? Now, this is how Satan operates. He divides for division's sake so that he might conquer. Okay? Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And Jesus said, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Okay? And the Lord shows us who the boss is, doesn't he? Matthew 12:22-28. But again, it shows you Satan comes in to divide so we can conquer. Friends, Satan persecutes them that keep the commandments of God. Satan doesn't persecute those that don't. I want you to understand, the persecution comes in the doing. Just ask me. Revelation 12:17 tells us, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. There's no persecution. Those that profess Christianity and live their own lives, there's no persecution. And I want to tell you something. If there's no chastisement in your life, or if you're not responding to the chastisement in your life, you're not the child of God. And if you are not responding to the chastisement of the Lord, and you know that you're being chastised, you better know that you're condemning yourself. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And going over to John 3, starting in verse 19, it talks about those that love darkness. Folks, they love darkness rather than the light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. And the Bible says they are condemned. Why? Because they don't believe. Because they don't believe. Satan does not reprove. He does not correct or instruct for righteousness. Matthew 16:23. He wants enemies of the cross. You understand? Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross. He said, no, acknowledge yourself. Forget the cross. This is the language of the enemy, friends. Read Philippians 3:18. Opposite of Scripture, Satan promotes the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John 2:15-18. Satan promotes what God condemns when it comes to friendship and conformity to the world. No, just be just like the world. Yet the Bible says, be not conformed to the world. The Bible tells us not friendship with the world is enmity with God. I'm talking about Romans 12:2, James 4:4. Also read Amos 3:3. Folks, Satan promotes lukewarmness. Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Either you're hot or you're cold if you're lukewarm. Okay? Satan promotes compromise, double-mindedness. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, James 1:8. And the broad and wide road which leads to hell. This is all Satan. This is all the accuser of the brethren, Matthew 7:13-14. What the Word of God says, he promotes the opposite. The accuser accuses and blames the righteous for the crimes that he himself and his minions are guilty of. Because the lawless one, the transgressor, is the great deluder. Okay? Satan uses the law against the law. Acts 23:3. Establishing lawlessness, Daniel 8:25, through a false peace. Okay? Jesus is as one that serves. Satan is one that wants to be served. Matthew 4:9. Jesus confirms the covenant, Matthew 5:17. Well, Satan would have you question it. Genesis 3:1. Satan plays the lion, 1 Peter 5:8, while Jesus is the lion, Revelation 5:5. Satan breeds death, while Jesus conquers death, Revelation 1:18. Satan tempts men, while God commands obedience as he secures, he helps those that they might walk in grace. Hebrews 2:18. Make the distinction for...
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.